This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama's choice to lead the Federal Reserve faces the first of her confirmation hearings this morning. The questions today will come from members of the Senate Banking Committee. Janet Yellen's prepared statement is already in circulation, and she plans to say that America's central banking system still has more work to do, which some hear as a vote for keeping the stimulus going. Karen Shaw-Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, David.
So you've been looking at nominee Janet Yellen's advance testimony there. What stands out for you?
What stood out to me was how careful it is. To me, the real thing to listen for is not the testimony, but the Q&A.
Because the issues at stake are crucial. I mean, we're talking about jobs for Americans, the health of the U.S. economy.
Absolutely. That's why Ms. Yellen is saying there's more work to do, because how could she or anyone at the Fed be satisfied with the condition of the economy right now?
Now, you mentioned those key words, more work to do, she's going to say. Investors around the world take that to mean more stimulus to do, and markets have been rallying.
Well, I think that's people looking for what they want to see. That sentence indicates clear openness to more accommodation, which we knew she would, but it is totally noncommittal, and of course, that's totally on purpose.
And there's a built-in irony there, right? Because Janet Yellen is probably going to talk about her views on openness and transparency in the Fed's dealing with the outside world, and she's a proponent of the openness.
I think what she would say is that she does not know, therefore she cannot say. What she knows is that there is more work to do. When and how that work would occur is yet to be determined.
Karen Petru, Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, thank you.
Thank you very much, David.